Mr. Jocelyn, J-O-S-L-I-N, first name John, J-O-H-N, 11569. Chief complaint, got your arthritis, number one, right foot swelling, number two, tiredness, number four, history of significant weight loss and weight gain, number five, fatty liver, number six, history of abdominal discomfort, number seven, leg pain, next one's arm pain, next one's palpitation, next one's follow-up of carotid stenosis. Our patient is a 53-year-old gentleman, law enforcement for the sheriff's office, comes into it with multiple medical injuries, received an injection for Decadron with excellent, for his gout, with excellent response period. He's feeling a lot better today, and he's having further testing done as far as his other complaints were concerned and his yearly physical. Allergy, penicillin, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, doesn't use drugs. He's in law enforcement, married 18 years, has two children, no grandchildren. Surgery, right hand surgery, lap band surgery. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, medication, Crestor and phentermine to help him lose weight. Family history, dad of...
Take care, sir. I will.
Some kind of GI cancer. He was scheduled for colonoscopy. He never went a year ago. Then last time I saw him, I gave him some Aguia cards to make sure he doesn't have colon cancer, which he hasn't brought back. He said he'll do it later. His mom is 73, doing well. Medication, Crestor, phentermine, immunization, no COVID immunization. Reported, but he's had COVID in the past. He weighs 278 pounds. His weight was over 350 at one time. He got the lap band, and then he took the lap band out. He lost 100 pounds, and then since the lap band was out, he's gained 20 pounds back. 98%, 98.5, 16, 78, 153 over 90. Heart positive, home positive, good luck to your abdomen soft, next to your skin shows nourish, the swelling of the right foot is resolved, neurological non-focal. Assessment, number one, gouty arthritis. Number two, improved. Number two, DJD. Number three, obesity. Number four, carotid stenosis. Number five, no significant change in patient's carotid stenosis. Number six, no change in patient's peripheral vascular disease with the help of foot pain. Number seven, history of COVID positive. Next number, no evidence of COVID post long COVID symptoms. Next number, right ventricular enlargement as before, has had a history of sleep apnea and used to use a CPAP, but he's not using a CPAP because of his the amount of weight that he's lost. Next number is BPH. Next number is history of tachycardia resolved. Next number is vertigo / carotid subduction. No evidence of obstruction noted at this time. Thank you. Oh, no change in the obstruction noted at this time. Thank you.